time to talk University of Maine Black Bear football. Our Black Bear Report is brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Down Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. Absolutely. We had a great time. Bob, Lucy, and I were up there watching practice yesterday, and things were looking good out there. We were impressed to see you out there working with the defensive linemen. Now, you're going to be a hands-on kind of head coach.
Yeah, I was just taking a role within that position when I can. Usually, I'll have those guys for anywhere from 2 to 4 periods a day, just to be able to work with them. And obviously, that's more of my background, so it's good to be able to be hands-on with the players as well.
Well, that group is so important to the Black Bears' success. The last couple of seasons, the Bears have struggled a little bit to get pressure on the quarterback and pick up sacks, but it looks like you got some potentially good edge rushers there and a fair amount of depth in that D-line.
Yeah, really do. I mean, I think it's a talented group. Starting outside with Jamel Wiley and Kyrie Manns, and inside with Justin Stambu and Josh Lezen and local guy Rafael Salamone. I mean, all those guys have some experience, but I think, giving them the opportunity to play fast and make things really work out of concepts and allow them to do some different things up front is going to be the key. And even some of the linebackers that we have that can rush the passer and do some things on third down will be important.
Yeah, you've got a very strong linebacker core too, and we were looking at some of the strength and conditioning numbers and marveling over the numbers that that Vince Thomas has put up, and then we caught a glimpse of him out there yesterday. Good Lord, that young man is ripped.
yeah, he is. He's a guy who's dedicated himself to the weight room, and that's important to him, and as it is, we want that to be for all of our players, but he's a guy who definitely sets the bar high.
We were watching the quarterbacks as you always do yesterday, and I don't know that I remember a time when Maine had so many talented people out there at that quarterback position. And we know what Joe can do. We saw what Robertson could do last year, but the other guys, the young man you brought in from Massachusetts, Ayan Pereira, looks awfully tough out there as well.
Yeah, that's a great group. I mean, they all possess leadership qualities and, really have pushed each other this camp so far, starting with Joe. Joe's been steady, and that's more, who he is, his personality. He's a steady guy and has a high character. And, then behind him, Derek. Derek is a guy who comes in and has a high completion percentage. And then even Anthony Harris, I'm really excited about him and the progress that he's made from the spring. Really throwing the ball well. And then, as you mentioned, Aiden, there's, who's a guy who's coming in, but we have high hopes for him, obviously, in the future as well.
Running backs look strong. Great to see Freddie and Elijah Barnwell back out there. But everybody looked good running the football for you yesterday as well. And then the wide receiver core, I think, is a very interesting group. And we were taking a special note of one of the transfers you've got in. Kobe White looks like a guy who's already fitting right in.
Yeah, Kobe White, really excited about him. I mean, he's just a great teammate as well. I mean, outstanding young man who does a really great job with his teammates and has already provided some leadership there. On the field, he's a guy who does everything the right way, practices really hard, and when you get the ball around him, he has a big catch radius. He can go get it.
We were watching, too, a number of times you were working on throwing to your backs, and, you got some guys there that can catch the ball and can run after they catch it. Is that going to be a big part of the offense for you and Coach Dresner to use those bubble screens or those wheel routes and get those guys involved as receivers as well as runners?
Yeah, I think, Freddie Brock, he has really good hands. Elijah Barnwell does a great job catching the ball out of the backfield. And we have a number of other guys, Tavion Banks and John Gay, who have shown the ability to catch the ball. I think anytime you can get the back in the pass game, it's going to stress the defense and force you to defend you know, all the eligibles, you know, not just adding in on the rush, but being able to put them out in space. So, yeah, I think that, you know, as much as we can get those guys out in space and let them be football players, that's what we want to do.
Sean Bowman looks great and looks like another in that long line of terrific main tight ends.
Yeah, Sean has had a terrific camp and really picked up where he left off in the spring. He worked really hard this summer. He was here all summer, training hard, working to improve his blocking and his catching, and just excited about, you know, the leadership he brings as well.
You noticed Rohan Jones working out with some of the tight ends yesterday. Is he a guy you might use as a sort of an H-back?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just where our depth is right there at that position, and where he is physically, he's a guy who can really do a little bit of both. And some of the stuff we're asking him to do are, you know, alignments that he was doing at the receiver position. But being able to work with the tight ends more exclusively is going to allow him, you know, hopefully we think, to get on the field faster.
What about special teams? How do things look there? You've got some new guys in. How are things shaping up for your kick game?
Yeah, Cole Baker's done a great job. He did a really nice job, you know, going back to the spring and the summer. And I'm excited about, you know, what he's shown and just his steadiness as well. I mean, he's a cerebral kid, doesn't waver off anything and really handles the moment well. You know, Brian Cooey has done a terrific job punting the ball. I'm excited to see his strength improve from the spring as well. I mean, he had a great summer and really got himself stronger, fixed up a few of his technical and mechanical areas he was working on. So that was good to see him just really attack those this summer.
You've got your first scrimmage coming up on Wednesday. What are your goals for that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I want to, we want to be able to put the ball down and play. I think that's one thing we haven't got into. We did a little bit of that today. We were able to put the ball down really in the high red plus side of the field and drive the ball in, play out some situations. But, you know, I want to come out and just see us do a great job of blocking, tackling, catching the ball, you know, protecting up front. And, you know, I think that as we do that, you know, through our first scrimmage and then into our second, we'll find out more about who we are as a team and what our identity is going to be schematically. You know, what we can handle, what we, you know, areas we struggle in, but areas we need to improve, and, you know, areas we feel like we can play the fastest. I think, you know, that's where we want to get out of it.
19 days till the opener in New Mexico. It's coming fast.
Absolutely. We're gearing up for it. So just getting our guys prepared. We've certainly had some warm weather to prepare us for that. You know, and that's, we've been thankful for that, because that's what we need to get ourselves ready to play. There's going to obviously nothing like game day, you know, being on the field, the adrenaline, everything that goes along with a game day Saturday. But we're excited about everything moving forward and just progressing forward nicely.
Excellent. Well, Jordan, hope you have a great week of practice, and we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Thanks so much, Rich. Talk soon.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Maine Black Bears. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tula a call at 307-7718. By Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Online at BennettAutoCenter.com. And by Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor. Visit them at creative-ps.com.